This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 14, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. One of America's most popular low-cost airlines will now carry a bit of German flavor. On Thursday, Deutsche Lufthansa AG announced it'll pay $300 million for a 19% stake in JetBlue Airways Corporation. This marks the first time Lufthansa has made a move into the U.S. airline industry. The Associated Press reports the deal gives JetBlue a welcome infusion of cash and gives Lufthansa control over a potential takeover down the line. JetBlue CEO Dave Barger called the deal, quote, a significant endorsement of JetBlue's franchise from one of the most respected leaders in global aviation, unquote. He adds that the deal, quote, reaffirms our belief in JetBlue's disciplined growth plan and will also improve our balance sheet and give us greater financial flexibility as we move into 2008, unquote. For economists, the deal is further proof European companies are looking toward the U.S. for investment, especially as the euro continues to strengthen against the dollar, giving those entities additional spending power in the U.S. market. In contrast to its leisurely pace dealing with FAA reauthorization, the U.S. Senate Wednesday jumped at the chance to join the House in upping the mandatory retirement age for U.S. airline pilots from 60 to 65. The Senate vote comes one day after the House approved Minnesota Congressman James Oberstar's Fair Treatment for Experienced Pilots Act, H.R. 4343, and it leaves only President Bush's signature remaining to bring U.S. policy on the matter into line with the rest of the world. The provisions of the bill are essentially the same as those found in the House's stalled FAA reauthorization proposal made in late summer. Details are available in the print version of our story on our website at aero-news.net. The FAA's plan to plunge ahead with airspace reorganization in the Northeast Corridor will apparently wait at least a few more days. The agency says it's decided to wait out a court decision in a challenge filed by Pennsylvania's Delaware County. The Philadelphia Inquirer reports that Delaware County and 11 other cities, counties, and coalitions from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut have filed legal challenges to the airspace reorganization. The FAA has been working on the change for a decade in an effort to provide flights departing Philadelphia International and the major New York metro airports more options for departure paths. Those new paths would be a tool in the effort to reduce delays, but any new flight path in that part of the country goes over the homes of millions of NIMBYs. This separate suit by Delaware County was filed in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit and claims the FAA violated the Clean Air Act in its process. The Wall Street Journal reports Air China and Shanghai Airlines are the newest members of the Star Alliance, the global airline code-sharing network. The move gives both carriers greater access to markets outside the Chinese mainland and easier access for travelers flying to and from China. Air China chairman Li Jisheng commented, quote, by joining with 17 other leading airlines, Air China and Shanghai Airlines enhance their abilities to compete, creating for them a win-win situation. They are better placed to service their customers with higher value services, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Congress formally recognizes the achievements of Barrington Irving. That nasty Midwest storm moves into the Northeast. And Boeing nails down another big order. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we take a look back at one of 2007's aviation success stories, the transformation of an abandoned military base into Plattsburgh International Airport in upstate New York. And if you haven't gotten around to it, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Do it on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or right at home at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.